From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Israel has launched its largest offensive in Gaza for nearly 2 years, killing more than 30 Palestinians in multiple airstrikes. The Israeli Defense Forces say 160 bombings were carried out in total over the past 24 hours. Daniel Taub, Israel's ambassador to Britain, is defending the military assault, calling it a necessary response to Hamas rocket attacks on Israel.
There have been longer-range rockets supplied by Iran that have reached the north of Israel, which means that 3.5 million Israelis have to lead their lives within reach of bomb shelters.
But Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says he believes there are more Israeli attacks to come.
The Israeli government is fully responsible for this deterioration, and I'm afraid that we haven't seen the worst yet.
Relations between the US and Germany are facing further strain after German authorities searched the home and office of another suspected spy accused of passing confidential information on to the US. From FSN's Berlin Bureau, Ira Spitzer reports.
The new case comes just days after the German public was outraged by the arrest of a first man who may have been selling secrets to the US. The latest case involves an employee of the German Defense Ministry. Some German media outlets are reporting that he is a Bundeswehr soldier who was spying for Washington. American Ambassador John Emerson was at the German Foreign Ministry again, but offered no statement about the latest developments. Ira Spitzer, Berlin.
A new report based on documents leaked by fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden show the U.S. government spied on Muslim American politicians, civil rights activists, academics, and lawyers. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Alice Alstein has the details.
The NSA only has the legal authority to spy on foreigners they believe to be outside the United States and who have connections to terrorism, unless they get a warrant from a federal court. But leaked documents name at least 5 Muslim American leaders, including professors and political candidates, whose emails were monitored for years, though they have never been charged with a crime. Now, civil rights groups are calling on Congress to investigate these claims and pass reforms to the government's surveillance powers. Alice Olstein, Washington.
Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff says the country must not allow itself to be broken by its humiliating 7-1 defeat at the hands of Germany in the World Cup. With presidential elections due in Brazil in October, she urged her countrymen to get up, shake off the dust, and come out on top. Political analysts are debating whether the country's failure to advance to the World Cup final will have any lasting political impact. Many Brazil fans are still licking their wounds.
I'm almost speechless. You know, I've never seen Germany ruling a game like that.
One down, two down, they were like, okay, Brazil's going to come back, Brazil's going to come back. Then every time Germany touches, they score, couldn't believe it.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Ray Nagin, the former mayor of New Orleans, who became internationally known when Hurricane Katrina slammed into the city, has been sentenced to 10 years in jail after being convicted of corruption. He was facing 20 charges relating to kickbacks he received from contractors looking for city work. He denied all the charges, and prosecutors had been seeking an even longer jail term. Matthew Komen of the U.S. Attorney's Office was challenged by Nagin's supporters as he told reporters of the prosecution's disappointment at the length of the sentence.
What Ray Nagin did was sell his office over and over and over again. The damage that C. Ray Nagin inflicted upon this community, to include you, ma'am, to include you, is incalculable. Is incalculable. We as a community need not and should not accept such public corruption.
The president of the Vatican Bank is to step down in the middle of a major restructuring aimed at stamping out corruption. From FSN's bureau in Rome, Elena Cassas reports.
German financier Ernst von Freyden was appointed to run the Vatican Bank by Pope Benedict 2 days before his own resignation. Now he too is on the way out. He's overseen a cleaning up of the bank, officially known as the Institute of Religious Works, that has closed over 3,000 suspicious accounts. Two of his predecessors are under investigation for money laundering, forcing the bank to clean up its reputation. Every account it holds is being vetted for possible shady dealings. The Vatican says reform will continue under the new top man, French businessman Jean-Baptiste François. Elena Cassas, Rome.
Rome, the latest global location with a full-time Feature Story News Bureau. It's our 18th worldwide. And that is the latest Feature Story News. Simon Marks reporting.